Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, it's me, Claire again.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Good. So I'm trying to change. It's on auto pay right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to change it from to a different account, to a different payment account.
Okay. So yeah. Absolutely. So I can also walk you through that. Do you see where it says change auto pay settings?
Let me see. Hold on, I got logged out. One
second. It should be on your main page when you log in, like your quick view.
Okay.
Where it says pay now, or you could say edit auto pay settings. There should also be a quick link on the right side of the screen.
Okay, I'm signing back in. I'm able to. Okay, I'm back.
Should also, or it should be at least stating manage auto pay settings.
One sec, hold on, I gotta log back in. Okay, so main thing, it says account summary. All right, where am I going? Sorry.
So on the account summary, do you see where it says your current amount due, and then it'll say pay bill now, and then underneath that it says manage auto pay settings?
Yeah, I don't see that. It says I suspended the auto pay.
Okay.
Auto pay suspended, then click to unsuspend, make a payment, view current invoice, past invoices, view payment history. It doesn't say anything. I don't see anything.
Okay. On the right side of the screen, as you go down, you should see a section that says quick links.
Yeah, I see quick pay and quick ticket.
Okay. So let's go to your profile.
Okay.
There should be an auto pay settings section.
So, security information, contact, additional contact, invoice delivery.
Okay. What options does it give you at the top there when you select, you know, you've got my profile, you've got, because I know sometimes it's a little bit different than the actual web version on a computer.
Yeah, this has dashboard, invoice and payment services, my profile, inbox, documents, and more.
So invoice and payment, go to that section.
Okay. So it has my total due summary. It says pay now, and then it says invoice summary with the invoice due date. That was on September 8th. And then it has my invoice history. Yeah, like I guess I need to just probably log in when I'm on the computer, because this is like.
Yeah, the mobile version may have less options available than on the computer.
To like manage anything. I mean, I can see where it has like, it says like I can change it to like when I do pay now. It has payment method, bank account ending in 3545, and I want to add a new one, but that's not an option. It has an option to do a credit card or electronic check, but I do want to do the bank account.
Yeah, so the electronic check is the same as the credit card. Or not, it's not the same as the credit card. It's the same as the bank account.
Okay.
So if you're selecting electronic check, that's where you'd be entering your routing and account number.
Yeah, and this is not even letting me change it because it says I have nothing due. I have no total due. So it's like, I'm just going to log in when I get home on the computer. It's okay. Thank you.
Yes, that would be the best option because it definitely provides a lot more options available. I'm also going to make a note down so that they can possibly make it so that there are other options available on the mobile site. Because again, you know, sometimes mobile, it just kind of condenses everything and then it just doesn't make it available. The other way that you can do it, do you use iPhone or do you use Android?
I use iPhone.
Okay. Have you ever seen on the iPhone Let me just go through my settings just to make sure.
Okay, I just logged in on my desktop here, so.
Okay. Because I know with some websites, you can request a desktop site, as it's called. And then that would kind of convert it into what the actual computer web version would be.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the
on the computer now.
Yeah, so I can just do it from here. Thank you.
You did find the manage auto pay settings, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. Like I see what you said about the click links, and yeah, it was like.
Yeah, it's much simpler on the actual computer versus the mobile. I do apologize for that.
It's okay. No problem.
Did you have any other questions for me today?
Nope, this is hopefully the last time.
Yeah, no, but if ever you do have any other difficulty, please, please just reach out. Let us know. We're more than happy to help.
Cool, thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Claire. Did you have any other questions while I'm on the line, or did you want to make sure that it goes through while I'm on the line?
No, I think I'm okay. I mean, it looks like it's going through.
Perfect. Then that's all set then. And don't forget to unsuspend it. So that way, when it does come time for your bill that is due, definitely we'll be able to go ahead and take care of that without causing any other headaches.
Awesome.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.